Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the Improvement Podcast. So in episode 146 today, I'm going to touch on having a resilient mindset and why it's important inside and outside the gym if you want to maximise your progress. So first of all, quick update on myself. So I am currently 4 weeks into prep, sitting at this morning 178.6 pounds, which puts me, I believe, a good £9 down, maybe just under that, maybe 8 and a bit. So pretty solid 4 weeks boxed off, and right now, basically to the exact week, I believe, is when I started prep in 2022. So I'm already a good chunk lighter than I was in 2022, like at my start point. So this time in 2022, I believe I was sitting at 190-ish pounds, whereas now I'm sitting at 178, so I'm in a much better position to get lean, to take all the body fat off, which is the goal. My coach knows I can kind of adhere to it now, just from doing a prep with him before, so he's not got to kind of be mindful about how my adherence will be throughout the prep, so we're going to take it all off this year, that's the goal. So yeah, prep's going pretty well, been pretty smoothly so far in regards to training. Not sure if I touched on it in the podcast, but my back has been having some issues, but it's not played up at all, really. It's been so much better, which I'm happy to hear, or happy with. So yeah, happy days, and in terms of training, things are still progressing. Push is a bit more stale, and I think combined with having like a lean start point, as well as like quite losing a decent amount in kind of 4 weeks, it's not been the most progressive, but I've pretty much retained everything. I'm losing an odd rep here and there, but it's not like my performance is dropping off, which it shouldn't. So why the episode? Why am I touching on having a resilient mindset? I think this is something very much needed and something that everyone can work on now and then in order to maximise your progress, which I'll get into why. So first of all, what is resilience? It's basically the capacity to kind of withstand and recover from difficult times and difficulties, and just having that mental and physical toughness. And why is this going to be important? Why is this going to impact your progress? Why am I actually creating a podcast on it? So your fitness journey is never going to be smooth sailing all the time. You're going to have tough times. You're going to have things that are going to affect adherence, or that can affect adherence. Come, there's going to be setbacks, and there's just going to be challenges along the road. And it's naive to think you're not going to go through these challenges. And the people that make progress aren't people that have no interruptions, aren't people that don't have a busy life, they aren't people that don't maybe have things going on outside the gym, external stressors. They're the people that have those challenges, but learn to kind of adapt and learn to work around them, learn to kind of be consistent with those challenges occur. Same with like motivation. Like the people who make progress aren't people that are motivated all the time, it's people that don't rely on that motivation. I think that's something massively important, and you can't rely on how you're feeling all the time. What I'd say is, with your training, if you want to make progress and you want to take your fitness seriously, treat it like a job. You wouldn't just not turn up for work because you're feeling a bit tired one day. You'd still get to work, you'd still clock in on time. And make your training, make your nutrition, make your sleep the same if you want to maximize your progress, if you want to take things seriously. Because obviously you've got like your program matters, like what you do in the gym matters, etc. What food you eat maybe matter, but it's the execution that matters most. Meaning, right, it doesn't matter if you're doing 8 sets or 10 sets or a squat or a leg press. It matters, right, how are you executing that movement? How are you executing those sets in terms of your form, but also in terms of your effort? It's about application. Application's often the issue with training. So, bit of a tangent there, sorry. But yeah, people who still kind of adhere when challenges arise, when they've got issues that come up and handle it well, are the people that succeed. I'm going to touch on resilience in a few different circumstances. First of all, I'm going to touch on it in terms of your diet. So this is something that you'll obviously improve over time. Resilience as a whole, you'll get better at dealing with setbacks, dealing with issues when it comes to nutrition, training, and other areas. But in this case, I'm kind of referring to adherence. So when it comes to resilience, like the main place you'll kind of experience or need to deal with being resilient when you're dieting, or is when you're dieting or when you're bulking. And it's at the two extremes of either end. It's the being on really low food, hunger being super high, or being on really high food, hunger being super low. So to like remain resilient, to be able to like withstand these tough times when it comes to nutrition, put practices in place to help you with adherence. So for example, if your hunger's super high, make sure your nutrition's bang on, you're not consuming in your calories through liquids. Make sure you are not consuming them through like junk food or calorie dense foods that aren't gonna contribute towards satiety. And then adherence will improve and you'll be able to kind of withstand the challenging times that dieting entails. Also making sure like your micronutrient intakes, not just micronutrient intake, but your kind of food volume is high. So you're consuming a lot of kind of greens, you're consuming a lot of foods that are high in fiber and kind of high in size but low in calories. That should be the goal. Hunger is part of dieting. Hunger will arise, and you've got to learn to deal with it. And this is something, again, you'll get better at over time. Like after a kind of mountain dieting phase on top of each other, it will become almost second nature. It will just become part of it. Whereas your first dieting phase, you might have struggled managing hunger, or it might have been a big deal. Whereas you can just kind of learn to deal with it. And it's good to almost be at peace that you will be a bit hungry when you're dieting eventually, because it's part of it. And the more you try and focus on being hungry, or sorry, managing your hunger, the harder it's going to be to deal with that, if that makes sense. And another kind of case of like being resilient with your diet is like when you have busy periods in your life, when you have things arise, like how is your diet? Does your diet go completely out the window, or do you maintain it consistently? Because I see a lot of people, which I appreciate, it can be hard, but they say, oh, I've not got the time. I don't think time's the issue. I think it's usually having appropriate structure, having appropriate time management, because people might say they don't have time, but they might spend their weekend just chilling, not doing much, and then say throughout the week they don't have time, whereas you could utilize that time in the weekend to prep your food, to be prepared throughout the whole week. So how resilient are you when you have busy periods in regards to your nutrition? And as for like when you are like gaining, when you are bulking and like your food's super high, like the same applies. Like instead of admitting defeat, saying you can't get the food in, how well and how structured are you being with eating at set times throughout the day, with eating calorie dense foods, with making sure that you are having an appropriate amount of meal frequency and you're keeping routine with your food choices? So like having that structure, having positive habits in place means your diet's not gonna crumble when you go through harder periods, because that's something super valuable, because you can always control your diet. It's like, yeah, and something I think's big is even when things aren't optimal, even when things aren't in a good spot, not using that as an excuse to flip your diets on its head or go totally out the window. Because yes, maybe let's say for whatever reason you could not prep food, you need to go out to eat, let's say there's McDonald's, you've still got the choice, you've still got the ability to choose if you want to have, let's say, a McDonald's grilled wrap, or if you want to have a burger and chips and a full fat Coke. That's still up to yourself. I think it's quite funny how like I like full sugar Cokes referred to as full fat, considering it's got kind of no fat into it, but hopefully you get the drift. And yeah, so have you got these practices in place to help you be more resilient with your diet when tough times come up? Because it's not just a case of waiting until everything's easy to adhere to, etc. So as for training, I'm going to touch on kind of resilience in regards to the training aspect. So how do you react when things don't go well in the gym? How do you react when you have a poor session, a movement, or like an injury? Do you just sack off training and maybe get stressed, throw a straw up, and just super frustrated and let it ruin your day, ruin your week? Because if you do so, that's not moving you forwards, that's not helping you get better, and it's not productive, and it's not the best thing to do in the situation. Instead, kind of realize a big part of managing injuries is realizing they're part of it. You're gonna have joint pain now and then, you're gonna run into issues if you're consistently pushing yourself in the gym and you're not lifting the pink dumbbells all your life. It's part of training. So especially when you're pushing yourself to limits in any sport, you're going to run into setbacks. It's part of it. Like if you're gonna run your car to the red line, it's gonna have issues. Same applies with your body. So just realizing it's part of it can help mentally as well, and that everyone goes through it. You're not the only person that has injuries, so don't have that victim mentality when you do have injuries occur and things arise, and don't just sack off your training. For example, if you are training, like the people who succeed, the people who get far in life, and not just in life but in obviously in the gym, outside the gym, education, their job, etc., they don't kind of make excuses. They don't just kind of sack things off. Like what I mean by that is, like if someone's, let's say, hurt their, like for example, when my knees were buggered, when I couldn't really, I couldn't do any squat variations for a couple weeks, I completely took them out. I could have just said, "What's the point? I can't squat. I'm just gonna leave legs." Whereas I still went in. I still done the adductor calves, and also like the hamstring curl, leg extension. And also abs, and then a bit of arms after, a bit of arms and shoulders. So could I have just not trained at all? Yes, but what's going to move me closer towards my goal? What's going to move me forward? It is still getting that work done, still ticking my boxes. So if you are that individual that misses their session or completely throws off training because it's not going to be perfect or optimal, don't moan when you get to the end of your face, or don't be frustrated or disappointed. You've not made much progress, because it's in your hands in that situation. And in terms of managing poor sessions, like troubleshoot when you do have them, why they went poor, why didn't you progress, why was your performance down, and realize it's not the end of the world. It's an opportunity to learn and prevent it happening in the future. That's a way to look at injuries as well, actually. Like when you get injured, don't look at it as then don't look at it as the end of the world, because it's not. It's part of the process, and realize that you can use that information or data that you've gathered in terms of maybe how you got injured, what helped your injury, and how to maybe get back to kind of full health or full kind of fitness, whatever. You can use that data to help yourself in the future, because like the more you experience them, the more you'll be able to manage them and recover from them, in my opinion, because you know what hurts it, what aggravates it, what makes it better, and you can use that data for future. So use it as kind of an opportunity to learn and be better. And especially if you are potentially a coach or an aspiring personal trainer, or aspiring online coach listening to this or watching this, if you are in that situation, then you can use the data of, right, why did I get injured? How can I prevent it? How can I manage and rehab it to help future clients? Obviously, stay in your lane. I'm not asking you to act as a physiotherapist, but you can still make some smart choices and kind of inform clients on what would be a good idea and what would be a bad idea. And as for getting back to like managing like poor sessions, like I said, learn from it and then think, right, troubleshoot, why did that session go poor? Did my hydration, was that off? Was my nutrition off? Was my sleep poor? How was my mindset? How was my effort? So fix the issue leading to the poor session, because again, everyone has them. I've had poor sessions. But what's going to put you in a better spot? See, when you have a poor session, having an absolute, let's say a poor session, and then just thinking logically and be like, right, on to the next one. I put in what effort I can. I controlled what I could. Or if you throw a strop, get really stressed, get really upset, what's going to have a worse impact on your progress? It's going to be the second. Stress is not going to do you any good. Stress is something that we want to try and avoid and manage accordingly. Stress is shown to have a lot of kind of negative consequences if your stress is high. So try not get stressed over it. Just think logically in that situation. And as for what to do if you do kind of get injured, and how to kind of troubleshoot it and be resilient in times like that. So, like I said, it's part of the process. So don't throw a strop, and realize it will get better. When you get injured, it's sometimes hard in the moment to think things will get better. It seems like you'll be stuck with it forever. It seems like it's the end of the world. It seems like you'll net, like when I hurt my back, I had like these thoughts in my head, like, what if I'm never able to deadlift again? What if I'm not able to ever load my lower back again? How will I be on stage? How will my prep go? And now, a wee while later, my back's perfect. I don't really feel any issues at all. So that's a great example of things will get better. because you usually think worst scenario when these things arise. You usually think, right, what's worst case, what it's going to be like, and you think that's what's going to happen and how it's going to be. But just think, when you do get injured, what can you do? What can't you do? Don't stress about what can't you do. Put your efforts in what you can do. And to have a positive mindset about it. Like when I hurt my back, for example, when I hurt my knee, or when my knees weren't great and I couldn't do some exercises, I wasn't thinking, right, I'm going to lose all my muscle and I'm going to look rubbish next time I step on stage. I was thinking, right, I'm not doing as much work for legs. I can do more work, therefore, for my arms and my abs, and I can have better recovery. I've got less impact, negative impact on my recovery because I'm not doing as much work. So think what you can and can't do. Do what you can. Use that opportunity to maybe run like a what you could class as a specialisation phase, getting more work done for other body parts, and make sure you're taking what actions and kind of precautions and measures you can to get back to full health as soon as possible. And in terms of like if you've got exercise you can't do, leave them out, do what you can do, wait for it to kind of heal and get better. And when you think you can, put the exercise in without any pain or discomfort. Introduce it, being very cautious, and then gradually work load up. And let, for example, if you usually, let's say, squat 100 kilograms and then you missed it for a while, then you could maybe start with 60 if you feel like that would be safe. See how 60 feels. That feels good. Go to 70, go to 80, go to 90. And then gradually work that up while leaving like a rep or two in reserve so you have no form breakdown. Make sure execution's bang on. In the meantime, have an even slower loading phase. Have an even longer pause. Do higher rep work. There's a lot of things you can do. Like hypertrophy is forgiven, meaning you don't need to do one exact movement or one exact rep range to build muscle. So when you're injured, when you have these setbacks, don't think you can't do anything. Like what you can work around them. And then, like I said, gradually increase or increase load on those lifts that you maybe weren't be able to do before. If you do add in a lift and you get any kind of pain or that, you've obviously went too heavy or you're just not ready to introduce that lift in that current moment of time. That's a thought process I like to use. And a good thought process to kind of have when you do have injuries, poor sessions or frustrations arise is if you coached, let's say you were a personal trainer or online coach, you don't need knowledge to do what I'm kind of talking about here. You don't need that knowledge. What think, right, what would you do if you were telling an individual how to respond to a situation? Will you tell them to just leave your session? If so, then maybe that's the right thing to do. Would you tell them to throw a strop, get in a fit and get frustrated and cause themselves stress? Probably not. You'd probably tell them to think logically, have a plan of action, work out, right, what can you do, what can't you do, and stay level-headed. So as a result, do the same for yourself. And or think, right, what would X person you look up to do? What would, if you've got a coach yourself, what would your coach do in that situation? What would any random individual you follow on Instagram who you maybe look up to do in that situation? What would any sort of athlete, like take anyone at a high level, what would they do in that situation? I think that's a much better way to look at it, because if you look from like an outside in point of view, it can help massively in terms of how you should handle the situation. So thank you very much for everyone listening or watching, depending on what you're watching it on or listening it on. So as for kind of a quick conclusion to kind of summarize what I was talking about there, so think like when things go wrong, how are you handling those situations? How are you kind of managing to adhere to them? How are you maybe treating them from a mental standpoint? And are you still ticking what boxes you can? Because usually there's a lot more variables you can control when you think or than you think when it comes to training, when things aren't going well, when it comes to your nutrition, when you are tight for time, when you are on the go, etc. There's still a lot more things you can control. Usually people say they can't, when a better word for it is they won't, in my opinion. So hope it helped. Any questions or any episodes you'd like to see, please let me know. Any support is greatly appreciated as always, and thank you very much for watching or listening.